So what do you reckon has been your biggest learning since you've been a business owner?
Ooh, I'd say what got us here won't get us there. And I'll give you a bit of context probably on that one. So when you're in that initial startup phase, it's like grow. And you look at our industry, 50% will fail in their first 18 months. So we got past the 18-month mark. And then you look at business stats and the three-year mark becomes a bit of a cutoff point for businesses that succeed or fail. And then you get to the five-year mark and you look at businesses that are unprofitable, for example, or struggling, or haven't hit $1 million revenue, as an example. And so we kind of had these call it milestones in the business that were like, if we can just get here. And then we've got, the last couple of years, I won't even take COVID into it. I'll just take the fact that on our growth trajectory, not every idea is a good idea. And so what works for us at early growth startup phase isn't going to be the same level of growth, because now we've got a little bit more to lose. Like a bad decision strategically will set us so far backwards. So a bad decision will either cost team members that don't agree what we're doing, for example, or we're going to not serve our clients the right way because we're too inwardly focused. And so we've had to then think longer, harder, slower, for example, about making these decisions, because it may sound like a good one, but when we go to execute, implement, it's resources. It's going to take us out of doing one thing to do something else. Is that the best use of our time, energy, resources as well? And it's hard because I'm wired to then, I'm wired to create. I'm wired to then move at a certain pace. And it's like, okay, we just need to slow down our line of thinking, be challenged while we're doing it, and what outcome we're optimizing for. And I'd say that is the biggest transformation that we've had in the business in the last few years.